Gary McGettigan, selector with Setanta. Boys just giving each other a clap and a pat in the back. Here's the season comes to an end. Listen, the reality of that game today was a different level by the opposition.
Look, it was surely. We always knew we were going to go up against it. We probably hoped deep down we would have put up a better fight, you know. But look, we've watched back through their games there the last couple of weeks. They're a serious, serious team. Like, and they'll take some beating the final. But now you see our boys lined up shaking hands there, which they do at the end of every game. So it's important to finish out in that. Like, because if you'd have told us the start of the year we'd be here today playing against the Kilkenny team, we would probably laughed at you know. So look, it is what it is. But we're a wee bit disappointed that not in getting beat, but that we didn't put up maybe more scores. You know, you could put it up to 15-1, 16 at least. You know, looks a bit more respectable. No, we can't fault the boys in the field. They tried their hardest, you know. And chatting to some of them there, they said you were thinking you're playing against 17-18 men. You know, every time you turned around and beat a man, there was another man on you. And look, it's just a level we're probably not used to playing at, but it's good to see that level, you know. And it'll always be nice. The boys will always be able to, you know, tell their grandchildren and children, whatever, they played against the Kilkenny team in the All-Ireland semi-final. So look, it's disappointing, actually, but
and the goals were sucker punches in the first half.
They were looking, they were coming from all, they were running from everywhere, you know. And it's not to say you could point out one man not marking up, or just everybody was trying their hardest, and they're just that good on the ball. Everything's direct. They're playing 50-yard passes straight to hand. The next boy's away running, and they're just at a different level. I think that's just what it is, you know. What somebody say there, the 12th or 13th best team in Kilkenny, you know, and the end of the day we're Donegal champions, like. So we're always up against it, but no, look, we'll not fault the boys in the field. Every one of them, the whole 20 had played there today. Every one of them tried their best, you know, fought laying, but fortunately it wasn't good enough. But that's all we can ask them.
And on reflection, listen, it's been a good year. Ulster Intermediate champions, of course. You won your Donegal, you had that great run on Ulster, which is a huge boost for hurling and the Setanta club and for Donegal. And yes, these boys will be disappointed in the way, a wee bit of reflection on it, but when they do look back, it's been a phenomenal year for the club.
Oh, 100%, that's a massive year for the club, you know. We always believe we could give Ulster Intermediate a good rattle. Knew we could give it a rattle, didn't know if we could win or not, but no, look, it's probably above our expectation for the year, really. Our aim would have been to get out of Donegal and try and compete at Intermediate and Ulster. We've done that, like, as far as I know. If we can get out of Donegal in the next year or two now, we'd be going on against the big boys in the senior, like. So again, that's a smaller step for the club. It'd be massive for us to get a rattle at one of the senior teams, you know. Imagine coming here to play a Cushion Doll or a Slot Needle or whatever. It'd be big, like. But we're under no illusions too, you know. I don't know who'll be there next year, whatever. We'll not worry about that now, but you know, getting out of Donegal is going to be a task in its own, because there's nothing between the top three clubs there, as you know. So look, we'll go home tonight and have a few beers maybe and chat about it, and we'll enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not often you enjoy a defeat, but we will tonight. Like, it's a massive feat for us to get here. So it's a bit disappointing now, but over when you look back, maybe in a few days' time, I think it'll still be going down as a great year for us, you know.